Oh, it's fantastic. You know, we deserve that. Or honestly, we have deserved that. We've been so close in the draws that we've had. Even obviously when we lost to Coventry, I thought second half we should have got something from the game and even won it. But to a man, you know, everyone involved today in the squad, the injured players, I thought the players deserve those 3 points more than anyone else. And the squad has been fantastic, and they deserve that because of the effort they put in. And they're a good side, so I think they're a very good side. And you know, it just shows you, even with 10 men, it's always difficult to play against 10 men. But I thought overall, just absolutely delighted with the 3 points.
The task was made even harder, the fact that you had to make all the changes for the starting lineup because of the injuries.
Well, yeah, obviously with Deji and Garms, we knew that they were going to be out. And then Hurley came in today, his knee wasn't too great. We'd done some set plays yesterday, and he said he fell awkwardly when he went up for a header. And then obviously with Brad, you know, Paul had a slight little twinge in his hamstring yesterday in training. Nothing, he was absolutely nothing. And so we had to shuffle the pack. I thought Zesh and Joe Quigley were excellent, two good additions to the squad. But overall, very proud of the players today. And we've got to move on to Tuesday now. You've got to enjoy your wins. And you know, I'll be enjoying it tonight, don't you worry. But tomorrow morning, I'll be in tomorrow morning and preparing for the Swindon game.
You mentioned a couple of players there who had decent games, a couple of others as well. Cody McDonald set up both the goals, and Josh Wright converted them.
Yeah, great. And Josh Wright, you know, he's got that great knack of nicking goals at the moment, and it's fantastic. And he took his penalty very well. Not that I saw it, I had to turn away to be fair for the penalty. But yeah, Cody was top draw. Everybody, you know, really, I have to pat everybody on the back, and all of them deserve. Everyone, every single one of those players deserve those 3 points today. End of, that's what it's all about. And the end, you know, the fans, you know, the atmosphere, you know, when everyone's enjoying it, obviously the 3 points and a bit of relief from them as well, obviously. And yeah, we just got to enjoy the win because it's been a long time coming, but you know, we've got to look forward to Tuesday now because it's going to be another good game.
You went with a three at the back today and didn't really change it even at the end when you were trying to cling on for the points.
You know, I just want to be brave because if you know they were just going to pump the ball forward. I thought Noel Ranger was a handful when he came on, but I didn't want to just put everybody back and just let them come on to us. I wanted us to hit them on the counter attack, really, to be fair, and score another goal because the next, obviously going in at 2-0 at the half time, I want to be positive and go for that extra goal because that next goal was so crucial. If we got it, the game would have been over. If they got it, obviously, which they did, they would have got their towels up. And mentally, as a team, you do see it all the time. They, you know, the team who does concede and they're 2-1 up, they do drop and they go. But we were strong. We were very strong. I'm still looking for that clean sheet, I'll be honest with you, from being a little bit picky.
Yeah, and in terms of something that I'm sure the South End boss will get asked about, what did you make of the big decisions, the big calls from the officials today, sending off Innes and awarding the penalties to your side?
Well, you know, it was a yellow card. I just thought it was a yellow card. The second yellow card, sorry. I didn't even know he had a yellow card in the first place, to be totally honest with you. But it's a yellow card. You know, obviously, he tripped the lad up, our lad up, and I didn't know why he took so long, I'll be honest with you. He took so long. But again, you know, obviously, South End not going to be happy, but I don't want to talk about the referee or South End. I want to make Gillingham Football Club and big 3 points is his for us.
You happy with the penalty as well? You thought that was a pen?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. He just got the wrong side of him and lunged in, and that was a pen. But I'm sure they'll be bitterly disappointed. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, we'll have decisions go against us as well, and we'll be bitterly disappointed. But I've said all along, they're human beings, referees are human beings. You'll never hear me slag off any referees.
And just in the context of your season, for the mood in this camp, how much will this win do today?
The change room has been first class. Honestly, it's been very good, the change room. I've got no doubt about that. You know, even with the disruption that we had at the start, obviously before the game, with the injuries we had, Rory obviously came off injured as well. But we stuck at it. But like I said, in the draws that we've had, you know, I think we're great for Vernon's Pools, by the way. Is there Vernon's Pools anymore? I don't know if there's any Vernon's Pools anymore, but we're great for the score draw specialists, aren't we? But at the end of the day, we fully deserved it. You know, and even in those draws and the losses that we had, we should have got points out. We should have won games. So it's not a surprise. You know, I think South End will be there, thereabouts. I really do believe that. They're a very good footballing side. And Phil's done a great job down here, and I think they'll be there, thereabouts, at the end of the season. And so it's an even bigger result for us.